And now it's time for New Poets at the Beach.
New Poets at the Beach. If you want less, tell me. Welcome to the program New Poets at the Beach. This is our third and last day broadcasting live from Kunsthal Aarhus with a temporary radio for fresh air and a world with less walls. This program is seen as a short intervention of poetry in the end of every day. As Audre Lorde said, the aim of poetry is to change feeling. Enjoy this program. Today we're going to listen to Elizabeth Bishop, who was a famous writer in the US. She was born in 1911. Her father died early, her mother as well. She grew up at her grandparents, firstly happy, then unhappy, studied literature, published a magazine. She was influenced by a famous female writer, published in New York, won prizes, taught literature, influenced some other famous writers, and she died too early. In 1979, when she was 68. She traveled a lot through Europe, liked to live in Florida, and then as well in Brazil, where she could live openly as a homo with an architect. She wrote slowly and published very little. We are going to listen to her poem One Art, as it is read by M. Marx on YouTube. M. Marx is given a short introduction and then the poem follows. It's about the art of losing things and people.
I'm M. Marx and I teach in the English department and the media studies program. I'm sitting here today in special collections at the Vassar Library, and to my surprise, I'm thinking about my mother. She was a librarian and she taught me that library is a synonym for home. Elizabeth Bishop felt more ambivalent about home, and which is understandable because she lost both her mother and her father before she was 5 years old and spent her childhood traveling among the homes of various grandparents and aunts and uncles. Though a number of her poems evoke a sense of loss, she seemed able to navigate the modern world, which is a world without a stable center. She seemed, in fact, more or less at home with being homeless. I do hope, though, that she found a temporary home here in this building on this campus when she was an undergraduate 80 years ago. Elizabeth Bishop arrived at Vassar expecting to be a composer. Though she changed her major to English and studied poetic forms of previous centuries, she took the music with her, and it's there in her verse. She studied the forms of earlier centuries in order to find her own way of being a poet. And what draws me to her work, well, so many things do, but let me choose intelligence, precision, and understated wisdom in her work. I think I'll read the final version of this poem now.
And here the poem goes.
The art of losing isn't hard to master. So many things seem filled with the intent to be lost, that their loss is no disaster. Lose something every day, except the fluster of lost door keys, an hour badly spent. The art of losing isn't hard to master. Then practice losing farther, losing faster. Places and names and where it was you meant to travel. None of these will bring disaster. I lost my mother's watch. My last or next to last of three loved houses went. The art of losing isn't hard to master. I lost two cities, lovely ones, and Vassar, some realms I owned. Two rivers, a continent. I miss them, but it wasn't a disaster. Even losing you, the joking voice I love, I shan't have lied. It's evident the art of losing's not too hard to master, though it may look like, write it, like disaster.
If you want to listen to the whole text and Marx is saying about Elizabeth Bishop, you can find it on YouTube. Another poem by Elizabeth Bishop is called Exchanging Hats. And I like it a lot because it is about unintended or accidental drag that persons do while wearing hats that maybe don't belong to the gender normally or usually. So here it goes. Exchanging hats. Unfunny uncles who insist in trying on a lady's hat. Oh, even if the joke falls flat, we share your slight transvestite twist. In spite of our embarrassment, costume and custom are complex. The headgear of the other sex inspires us to experiment. Anandrous aunts who, at the beach, with paper plates upon your laps, keep putting on the gestman's caps with exhibitionistic screech. The visors hanging o'er the ear so that the golden anchors drag. The tides of fashion never lack. Such caps may not be worn next year. Or you who don the paper plate itself and put some grapes upon it, or spot the Indian's feather bonnet, perversities may aggravate the natural madness of the hatter. And if the opera hats collapse and crones grow draughty, then perhaps he thinks what might a mitre matter. Unfunny uncle, who you wore a hat too big or one too many, tell us, can't you? Are there any stars inside your black fedora? Aunt exemplary and slim, with avenal eyes we wonder what slow changes they see under their vast, shady, turned-down brim.
New Poets at the Beach.
If you want less, tell me.